12 Bloomington bars go before a special liquor commission hearing tomorrow to deal with alleged violations of the ban on indoor service to slow the spread of the coronavirus. There wouldn't be violations without customers, though. Katrina Peterson found one of those bar goers and has this report.
Video has been circulating on social media of a packed Daddy-O's, a downtown bar in Bloomington, allegedly taken Saturday when the bar should not have been open because COVID mitigation rules. Somewhere in that video is Illinois State University student Anna Feltes and her friends.
It was packed, as always. Nothing different. There were some people wearing masks, the bartenders wear masks, but most people don't. Me and my friends don't as well, but we also know the risk, and like, we take that upon ourselves.
Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner calls the actions of Feltes, her friends, and bar owners totally irresponsible. Anna Feltes says she knows there are people who are more uncomfortable than she is when it comes to COVID. Feltes and her friends say they already had COVID and her risk is lower now. She resists Renner's label of irresponsible.
If that's your belief, I'm totally fine and okay with that. It's just not my belief nor my friends. And if you would like to staying by all means. But me and my friends, we're not afraid of the risk, so we're going to keep going out.
Feltes and her friends go out nearly every weekend and says Daddy-O's is one of her favorite bars.
I think I'm safe. I feel fine going out, but that's me personally. I know some people are uncomfortable, but I am comfortable with it, so I'm going to keep going out until they do shut down for good.
College-aged people are the hardest-hit age group for COVID-19 in McLean County. The New York Times is reporting Bloomington Normal is the number 2 metro area in the country per capita for the speed of increases in COVID-19 cases. Other students don't condone what Feltes and her friends are doing. Student Government Association member Jamon Lewis says he continues to stay safe despite catching his groove after transferring to ISU.
And knowing that you can help contribute to saving someone's life, that I think that's what kept me at home. That supersedes any of my, you know, wants of wanting to be out and wanting to experience the nightlife and whatnot. And I still find ways to hang out with people, whether it's one-on-one or socially distanced. So I feel like there are ways around it, and it's just adapting to it instead of fighting against it.
Students will soon go home for winter break. That may pose a risk for family members. Lewis says he has a 90-year-old relative he constantly thinks about in following guidelines. Meanwhile, Anna Feltes and her bar hopper friends could soon have fewer places in which to violate safety rules. One of the penalties for bar owners found guilty is a temporary loss of their liquor licenses. I'm Katrina Peterson.